Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Alex Preche. Israeli Defense Forces ramping up the ground offensive against Hamas over the weekend. ABC Chief Foreign Correspondent Ian Pannell near the Gaza border.
Israel is still not calling this an incursion, but its troops crossed over that border into Gaza on Friday night. And this morning, 3 days later, not only are they still there, but they're getting closer towards Gaza City and sending more forces in there. This is where the fighting could become particularly difficult.
The UAW strike is over, pending a ratification. General Motors and the union reached a tentative deal today following agreements with Ford last week and Jeep maker Stellantis over the weekend. They all include at least a 25% pay increase and improvements to benefits. The LA County coroner is awaiting a toxicology report to determine the cause of death of actor Matthew Perry. More than 1,000 people gathered in Lewiston, Maine at a memorial for the 18 people killed last week in the state's worst mass shooting. This is ABC News. A key trial gets underway in Colorado looking at whether former President Trump is eligible to appear on the state's ballot in 2024.
A court in Denver is set to explore whether Donald Trump is eligible to appear on state ballots after a group of voters challenged his eligibility under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment, which bars someone from holding federal office if they've previously taken an oath to support the Constitution and then engaged in an insurrection. The court will examine several issues, including what it means to have engaged in an insurrection and whether that section of the 14th Amendment even applies to the presidency. Similar efforts to disqualify Trump are playing out in Michigan and Minnesota. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Trump's attorneys have sought to have the case dismissed, but have so far been unsuccessful. A new advisory on a baby food product. The FDA says a study found elevated levels of lead in Wanabana apple cinnamon fruit puree pouches. Parents and caregivers are being warned not to feed them to toddlers and young children. Alex Preche, ABC News.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
Hey, Bobby, you ready for football practice?
I don't know, Dad. I don't feel so good.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. Let me check your temp with Exergen. Oh, wow. Yep. You're staying home. Fever 100.2.
Wow, those Exergen thermometers are as fast and accurate as our team.
Exergen thermometers, the smart choice for those game time decisions. The clinically accurate Exergen thermometer is backed by over 100 clinical studies and conveniently located at Walmart and participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Allen. Two Wisconsin lawmakers on Capitol Hill talk about U.S. funding for Israel during their war with Hamas. U.S. Senator Ron Johnson tells WISN-TV's Upfront he's in favor of splitting a $106 million package proposed by the White House funding both Israel and another nation at war, Ukraine.
One thing that has broad, bipartisan, and strong agreement is supporting our friend and ally, Israel. They're going to need the support. And whether you agree or disagree, aid to Ukraine is more controversial.
Wisconsin's 2nd District Congressman Mark Pecan says it's fair to call out both the terrorist group Hamas and Israel as that war intensifies.
I'm also going to call out the Israeli government, who I think right now is doing collective punishment of people in Gaza. Again, 2.2 million people who are not Hamas but happen to live there.
The conflict between Israel and Hamas is beginning its fourth week. A deadly hit and run involving a pedestrian Saturday night in Waupaca County. Sheriff's office there says the incident happened before midnight on County Highway W in the town of Caledonia. A preliminary hearing found the pedestrian was helping another driver when they were hit by the suspect vehicle. The pedestrian died at the scene while the suspect vehicle was found a short time later. The driver was subsequently taken into custody. The sheriff's office believes alcohol was a factor in the crash, which remains under investigation. Wisconsin's chief health officer says we're better prepared for the next pandemic. In a WisPolitics newsmakers interview, Department of Health Services Secretary Kirsten Johnson says there were lessons learned during the COVID-19 pandemic about just how political public health could be. Johnson said her department is working to rebuild credibility while urging people to use the tools available to keep themselves healthy. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Many business owners and entrepreneurs today are drowning in unsecured debt and just can't stop incurring more. Business Debtors Anonymous is a 12-step recovery program where you will receive support for doing business and living life without incurring new unsecured debt. Business Debtors Anonymous offers meetings every day where members support one another to help them stop incurring new unsecured debt. You're not alone. Visit helpfordebtors.org. That's helpfordebtors.org.
AA made all the difference in my life. I noticed that most of the goals I had as a kid were slipping by. I didn't feel like the person I hoped to be. After all those years of drinking, I really didn't know myself. When I was out there drinking, I was always looking for the next great party to make me feel all right. With AA, I found a better way of life. And I feel good in my everyday life, even without a drink in my hand.
Visit AA.org for more information and download the Meeting Guide app to find a meeting near you.
The head of the Wisconsin Farm Bureau is disappointed with the DNR's newly released wolf management plan. Director Kevin Krenz says the agency should have stayed with hard population goals for wolves.
In the past, we've had plans with managing wolves to the 350 population.
The DNR is moving to an adjustable population goal. That's the same as they use for deer and other animals. And the recent cyber attack that shut down Quick Trip's loyalty program is a reminder that businesses need robust information security.
That's the message from State Consumer Protection Director Michael Domke, who says many companies think they're too small to be targeted by scammers.
They assume that these scammers, that they're looking for the big fish who are going to have potentially larger databases of information and customers and so on, and it's just not true.
Any business that needs help finding IT staff or resources can contact Consumer Protection online at DATC.wi.gov. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Larry Lawrence Smart, age 75, Park Falls, died Sunday, October 22nd at Park Manor Nursing Home. He is survived by his long-term girlfriend, Beverly Jamison of Wausau. Survived also by his daughter, Stacy Chevalik of Moqua, survived also by three grandchildren, by two great-grandchildren, further survived by five siblings, Daryl Jean Smart of Glidden, by Robert Smart of Chippewa Falls, by Raymond Smart of Butternut, Kenneth Smart of Florida, and by Nancy Bledsoe of Orange Park, Florida, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Memorial service held 11 a.m. Saturday, November 4th at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Butternut. Reverend John A. Dietz will officiate. Visitation to be held Saturday, November 4th at the church from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Larry Lawrence Smart, 75, Park Falls. Bonnie Gay Heisler peacefully passed away at the age of 85 in Marshfield, Wisconsin. She is survived by her husband, Richard, by her three daughters, Pamela B. Heisler of Phillips, by Teresa R. Staples of Phillips, and by Roxanne M. Horky of South Dakota. Survived also by her son, Fred Heisler of Phillips, and by Bonnie's sister, Phyllis Peters. Further survived by grandchildren, by many great-grandchildren, and many great-great-grandchildren. Memorial service held at 3 p.m. Saturday, November 4th at the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home in Phillips with Pastor Dean Arbs of St. John's Lutheran Church officiating. Visitation held 1 p.m. and continuing until the time of the service. This has been the funeral notice for Bonnie Gay Heisler, age 85. Frank Lewis Sella Sr., age 90, of Butternut, passed away on Thursday, October 26th. He is survived by his two sons, Frank Sella Jr. of Park Falls and David Sella of Yorkville, Illinois. Survived also by three grandchildren, by six great-grandchildren, along with many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Memorial service to be held at Birch Street Funeral Service Chapel on Friday, November 3rd at 11 a.m. Deacon Chet Ball will officiate. visitation held at the funeral home on Friday from 10 a.m. till the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Frank Lewis Sella Sr., age 90, Butternut. Norville Anton Weyers of Catawba was called home to his Lord on October 24th at Aspirus Care and Rehab in Medford. He is survived by cousins and friends. A massive Christian burial will be held at 11 a.m. on Friday, November 3rd at St. Paul the Apostle Catholic Church in Catawba. Visitation to be held at the church 1 hour prior to the Mass. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Norville Anton Weyers of Catawba.
The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com.
The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Hafner Construction says respecting and caring for our veterans, both past and present, should be a prime concern for all of us. Remember, we owe today's achievements and prosperity to those who have fought and fallen, and those who continue to fight to secure the safety of our country for future generations. And let's salute their families for their patience and patriotism. This message is courtesy of Hafner Construction, your veteran-owned general contractor, serving our community with quality and pride. Call 715-246-3921. That's 715-246-3921.
We're going abroad for the first time in years, to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Stock up and save on the toughest filters in the business during Wix Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts store. Not only will you get the best deal of the season on our very best filters, but you'll also find deep discounts on oil, fluids, grease, batteries, and more. Upgrade your filters during Wix Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts store. See store for official sale dates. Auto Value. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
Tomorrow. You know what's coming tomorrow?
Tomorrow. What's coming tomorrow?
Oh, a spooktacular shopping show tomorrow morning.
Spooktacular shopping show. What makes it spooktacular?
Oh, it's going to be crazy, spooky, scary savings at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Can we cut prices?
Oh, we'll cut and slash a lot of things.
Can we be spooky?
We will be spooky and we will be scary tomorrow morning at 10 right here on the big 98Q Country.
98Q Country spooky time.
Yeah.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. High temperatures reach up to 31 this afternoon under mainly cloudy skies, winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, snow showers likely at times, lows around 21. Snow showers likely at times again tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 33, cloudy skies. Low 30s Wednesday, turning warmer on Thursday with highs in the upper 30s. Another look at the short range. We should top out at 31 this afternoon. Lows level off around 21 tonight. 1 to 3 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, 25.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on 98Q Country, WCQM 98.3 FM, 980 AM. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRostra. Kirk Cousins, Matthew Stafford, Kenny Pickett, and Tyrod Taylor, the latest quarterbacks to go down with injuries. Cousins' injury is likely the worst of his bunch, his Achilles tendon. If that's torn, his season would be over. Stafford couldn't finish a lopsided loss at Dallas because of a thumb injury, and Pickett and Taylor both injured their ribs. Here's the results. Cowboys beat the Rams 43-20. Seahawks 24-20 over the Browns. Broncos 24-9 over the Chiefs. 49ers fall to the Bengals 31-17. Ravens beat the Cardinals 31-24. Chargers rout the Bears Sunday night 30-17. Jets beat the Giants in overtime 13-10. Vikings 24-10 over the Packers. Saints beat the Colts 38-27. Titans down the Falcons 28-23. Dolphins 31-17 over the Patriots. Panthers beat the Texans. Eagles edge the Commanders, and the Jaguars beat the Steelers. This is SRN Sports. In the NBA, the Nuggets beat the Thunder 128-95. The Hawks 127-110 winners over the Bucks. Warriors beat the Rockets 106-95. Sixers beat the Blazers 126-98. A disgruntled James Harden sat on the bench the whole game. Kings beat the Lakers 132-127. And the Clippers were 123-83 winners over the Spurs. Short schedule on the ice, the Sabres shut out the Avalanche 4-0. Devils beat the Wild 4-3, while the Capitals outskate the Sharks 3-1. Oilers beat the Flames outdoors in Edmonton 5-2, the final. Ryan Blaney and William Byron earn the final two spots in NASCAR's championship race. Blaney takes the Martinsville race, and William Byron plays 13th. They'll join Kyle Larson and Christopher Bell in Phoenix next Sunday for the crown. And the latest college football poll looks pretty much the same. Georgia, Michigan, followed by Ohio State, Florida State, and Washington. SRN Sports.
The Packers lost their fourth in a row Sunday, falling to the Vikings 24-10 at Lambeau Field. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Packers offense didn't pick up a first down until their fourth offensive possession, and they failed to score a first half touchdown for the fifth straight game.
You can go back and look at it. We didn't make any plays those first couple series. There's opportunities, you know, had a couple drops, you know, missed throw. You know, the run game, we had a fourth and inches, I think, fourth and one, or third and one. And, you know, we just, it's those little plays that we're not making, we're not capitalizing on. I mean, it's obvious. It's not like, what are we doing wrong? It's obvious on the film.
Jordan Love had a touchdown pass and a pick in the loss. The Packers penalized 11 times for 99 yards, including a couple of key late hit on the quarterback calls. Rookie Lucas Van Ness.
Fortunately, one of those calls that, you know, comes with our position, you know, being around the quarterback, it's the most protected guy on the field. And, you know, you guys were out there too. You could feel it. You know, unfortunately, just a lot of that emotion and that excitement you get gets brought right back with those calls. So just moving forward, continue to be smart around the quarterback, you know, get after him, but be aware about the way you're getting after him.
Packers host the Rams this Sunday. One more game to close out week 8 tonight. The Lions host the Raiders at Ford Field. Football Badgers fell to third-ranked Ohio State 24-10 on Saturday night at Camp Randall. Quarterback Braden Locke said even though nobody expected the Badgers to win, the loss still stings.
If you asked everybody in the locker room, they would tell you, like, this one hurts just as much as any other one. You know, I know we were playing the number three team in the country, and I know our backs were against the wall, and we were the underdog and all that, but at the end of the day, you had a chance to win the game in the fourth quarter, and, you know, I think every one of us would have took that chance going into this game, and, you know, it hurts that we didn't get it done.
Bucks fell to the Hawks 127-110 last night to see their record draw even at 1-1. Second-ranked volleyball Badgers sweeping rival Minnesota at the Fieldhouse on Sunday, improving to 20-1. On the season, Hockey Badgers sweeping number one ranked Minnesota in Minneapolis over the weekend. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Are you having a hard time finding ag podcasts? We can help. The podcast directory at agraamerica.com allows you to search by category and topic, so it's quick and easy to find what you're looking for. Ag Chicks, Farm for Profit, Heart of Rural America, The Shark Farmer Podcast, Real Ag Radio, and more are featured on Agra America. Our extensive directory has something for everyone. Discover a new ag podcast today by visiting agraamerica.com. That's agraamerica.com.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Let's take a look at some local sports results, and there were a lot of them from the weekend. First of all, it's cross country, where the Phillips girls brought home hardware, taking second as a team. There were 16 teams that qualify for state. Phillips girls take second. They bring the second place silver trophy home, led by Leah Harper. The sophomore finished in 10th place. It was Meredith Murlock finishing in 19th place. 25th place for Addie Gabe, 28th place for Sarah Knack, 56th place for Ruby McCormick, 59th place for Caitlin Pesco, and 102nd place for Maya Nieto. This girls' team that took second over the weekend, everybody back for next year. No seniors out of the seven that ran at state. Congratulations to Coach Olson and all the girls on that great accomplishment. Also, congrats in order, Shawamigan. Their star runner, Autumn Mikulski, is a state champion in Division III girls cross country. She takes first place. Team-wise, the whole team qualified for state. Addison Boblick took 35th. Maddie Ernst took 58th place. 69th for Abigail Humphrey. 84th for Mallory Smith. 97th for Zoe Eimerman. And 98th for Claire Young. Congrats to those young ladies on a fine season. And Autumn on her state championship. She's headed off to Oklahoma State to run track and cross country next year. She's got more business to take care of this year, of course, with one more track season to go yet in her senior year. Division II, the state champ was Xavier. Oh, by the way, in Division III, the state champ was Lancaster. They finished ahead of Phillips. Xavier wins Division II. It was Northwestern girls finishing. They finished in 8th place and a 13th place finish for the Medford girls. And in Division I girls, it was Slinger taking first place for the team competition. Taking a look at the boys' side, the Phillips boys, a very strong finish, finishing in 6th place out of the 16 state qualifying teams. Gavin Esterholm in 11th, Maverick Hoagland in 22nd, James Vollendorf in 31st, Julian Elgin in 42nd, Arlo Behrens, 58th. You had Stephen Bredeman in 66th, and Logan Sokolowski in 85th place for the Phillips boys. The state champion for the boys Division III was Kohler. State champ for Division II, Lakeside Lutheran. The Lakeland T-Bird boys team, strong finish with a 6th place finish, a Division I state champion that went to Point. Stevens Point Spash with the championship this past weekend, wrapping up the cross-country season. Prentice girls volleyball, off to state they go. They defeated Frederick this past Saturday. They are sectional champs, and now they will play this coming weekend. 3-0, they win it. Prentice will take on Newman Catholic Friday morning. That'll be at 9 o'clock on Friday morning at the Resch Center in Green Bay. Other teams that qualified, Division IV, it was Wanawak. I did look this up, W-O-N-E-W-O-C, Wanawak Center, the town, and Fall River in Division IV. Division III volleyball, St. Croix Falls, Cuba City, St. Mary's Catholic, Howard's Grove. In Division II, Rice Lake, McFarland, Xavier, and Pewaukee. And in Division I, there are 8 teams that qualify. River Falls, Appleton North, Wanakee, Oconomowoc, Hamilton, Franklin, Burlington, and Holy Angels. State volleyball, boys and girls this weekend. The qualifiers for the boys' state tournament include Kimberly, Middleton, Kettle Moraine, and Arrowhead, along with 8 teams, along with Waukesha North, Union Grove, and Marquette, and the South Milwaukee, Milwaukee, Reagan, St. Thomas, Moore co-op team. It's a mouthful. So boys and girls at the Resch Center in Green Bay, lots of good volleyball this weekend. State football level 3 coming up this week. Team that advanced this past Friday from the North, Boyceville and Edgar. They will play in Boyceville now. That's in Division 7. Division 6, you got Grantsburg, Cameron, Auburndale, Stratford all advancing on. In Division 5 football, St. Croix Falls, Maple Northwestern, Wittenberg, Burnham Wood. Division 3, Rice Lake and Onalaska both advancing on. And the 8-man also, they'll advance 4 teams now. They'll play this weekend for the right to go to the state championship game. McDonald Catholic will take on Thorpe, and Oakfield will challenge Florence. And also, congrats to the Lakeland boys soccer team. They lost in sectional finals Saturday, one game short of state. 1-0 they lost on Saturday night. That WIAAWI.org is a great website to check out all high school athletics around the state of Wisconsin. And that's a check of your 98Q Country Sports.
Nothing slows my little girl down, except a stuffy nose.
Mommy.
That's why I use Sinex Children's Saline from Vicks. Sinex instantly clears mucus in everyday stuffy little noses with a gentle, ultra-fine mist designed for kids. Just Sinex? Breathe. Her stuffy nose is gone for now. And so is she.
Sinex Children's Saline. Sinex, breathe. Use as directed, keep out of reach of children.
There's lots to love from Apple right now at Verizon. Get the new iPhone 15 Pro with titanium and more to love from Apple on us with select phone trade-in and select unlimited plans. There's no better place to get what you love from Apple than at Verizon. And there's no better time than right now. All that with the network you can really rely on. It's your Verizon. $999.99 device payment or full retail purchase with new smartphone line on select 5G unlimited plans required. Less up to $1,000 trade-in slash promo credit applied for 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR. Trade-in conditions apply. One offer for eligible Verizon line. Additional terms apply.
Let's go, guys!
All trees. And no tricks this Halloween. Just the best country.
98Q Country.
Take my hand, let me make you mine. I'm through waiting, taking my time. Never felt like this before. Take my name and make it yours. I hope you don't think it's a little bit crazy saying this all so soon, but baby, it's the right time. Knew it from the first time that I laid eyes on you. It's okay, let them say what they want. They might think I should wait, but I don't. No, I don't want to waste a minute. Girl, I want you in every single part of my world. So take my hand. Anybody think might ever be talking like this, yeah. But I can see my future in your eyes tonight and taste forever on your lips. And I'm like, hold up a minute, don't go. Ain't no way I can take this slow. So go ahead and tell me I'm out of my mind. Or baby, just tell me yes and take my.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98Q Country. Yesterday's Classics.
She talks about the future like she's flipping through a magazine. Finds the beauty in the thrown away and broken things. Gets excited about all my crazy dreams. Got every sunset that she's ever seen memorized. Saves him away for a rainy day or stormy night. Sky's brighter looking at it through her eyes. I don't remember life before she came into the picture. Brought the beauty I was missing with her. Showed me colors I ain't never seen.
Johnson, the painter. So what about daylight savings time now that we're done with, well, almost done with Halloween, huh? Daylight savings time ends next Sunday, 2 o'clock in the morning. It's kind of weird. Why not midnight? I don't know. 2 o'clock in the morning. And so you set your clock back, spring forward, fall back, right? On Sunday, November 5th. Then there's Thanksgiving on November 23rd. It is not the last Thursday in the month. There's still one more Thursday in November, but there's a law that was passed decades ago that says Thanksgiving will be celebrated on the fourth Thursday of November. So the fourth Thursday of this year's November is the 23rd and not, what, the 30th or something like that? So just trust me, it's the 23rd of November for Thanksgiving. It's coming early this year, right?
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their minds in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutters.com for a quote.
Hi, my name is Hallie Heckman, and I'm on the Price Ice Figure Skating Team. I've been skating since grade school, and I invite kids ages K through 12 to learn the joys of skating. Call Jeremy at 715-820-1331.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. High temperatures reach up to 31 this afternoon under mainly cloudy skies, winds out of the west, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, snow showers likely at times, lows around 21. Snow showers likely at times again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 33, cloudy skies. Low 30s Wednesday, turning warmer on Thursday with highs in the upper 30s. Another look at the short range, we should top out at 31 this afternoon. Lows level off around 21 tonight. 1 to 3 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 26.
Let's do it.
Oh my God.
Here's another monster hit. Happy Halloween.
98 Q Country.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
I was a cold beer drinker down at Joe's place, a corner pocket.
whiskey shot, and everything changed, cause we're the one.
Your gone and you left me here with this house.
Parker McCollum, Burn It Down. So today is the second last day of the month. It's the 30th. It's a Monday. Kind of a slow day. There's nothing on my happening calendar except for it's iPod Day. Do people still get iPods? Because they can get all the music they want and such on their phones. Anyways, iPod Day. I remember when I was younger with my boys, when the iPod came out, we camped out in front of the Apple store to get our very first iPod. We didn't want to miss out. So, yeah, iPod Day. We love that. And tomorrow's Halloween. So have fun. Be safe.
I've been driving commercial vehicles for 20 years. Every big road across this country, anywhere the work takes me, that's where I'm driving. But that's not where I'm going. I'm going to see my little girl graduate high school and my boy get married and to teach my grandkids a thing or two. And I realize everyone out there is going somewhere. So it just makes sense to help each other get there safely. Let's all get where we're going. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Paid for by the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Country.
your favorites, your classics, your country. 98 Q Country.
I'm jealous of the blue jeans that you're wearing and the way they're holding you so tight. I'm jealous of the moon that keeps on staring, so lock the door and turn.